We discussed the Everest. Well, this horse has been slightly forgotten.
Exosphere's putting in a big run on the far side. Terra Vista's burst through in the middle, 100 to go. Leads from Japanesma, Exosphere. Chautauqua's flying home. He's flying. They hit the line. A photo. Oh, Chautauqua dived at Terra Vista in a close go. Japanesma will be third. Back behind the
It was that horse, Terra Vista, holding on, Spieth, Star Turn. It was the terrific Lightning earlier this year. And Joe Pride is joining us, the trainer of Terra Vista. Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Well, Joe, the makeup of the Everest, it's starting to get some momentum now on the slots have all been sold and things like that. But in an ideal world, you'd love to run your horse in the race?
We would, and sort of formulated a specific plan with it to run first up. His first up record, he sort of stands alone. He's had the 9 starts with 6 wins and 3 other placings, so he's never run a bad race first up. And also his record at Randwick's pretty impeccable as well. He's won 5 from 8.
That's exactly right. I mean, I guess the hardest task, Joe, is to, all the slots have gone, is to try and get to somebody here that would like to be a part of the Terra Vista plan.
Sure. Look, I think when you look at this horse and we see a field of 12 horses, he's definitely in the top 12 sprinters around. There's no doubt about that. At his best, and we believe he will be at his best for a first up run. He's one of the few horses around that's actually beaten Chautauqua at weight for age. So I think that with a record like that, he deserves a spot.
Yeah.
As I say, we're specifically going to design this preparation around one race and one race only, and we should be very competitive with that in mind.
So how do you do it, Joe? I mean, we're still learning about it, but with the slots all sold, do your group of owners try and get details of where you can go and try and, buy a slot or get into a slot?
Oh, look, sure. Look, at this stage, my primary concern is to obviously get the preparation of the horse started, and there's a fair bit to be played out with different slot owners and obviously different horse owners as well. Not so much a concern of mine. We've put together a bit of a package about our horse, and we're willing to speak to slot owners about that. It may be a case that we don't have anything locked in place, for another month or so. We'd like to do it as soon as possible, and we're certainly putting our case forward to anyone prepared to listen.
Okay. Where is the horse? What's he up to?
Yeah, he's back in work. Looks fantastic. Horse is in terrific order. The preparation begins here, and so it's a long one. He'll have multiple trials before going there. He'll probably have at least 3 trials before going there. We need him at his peak for Everest Day.
Well, that's listening to you, mate. That is the gun. Now you've just got to, I guess, convince. But you have convinced with the stats. I mean, the stats tell the story. Just how strong he is first up. 9 goes, 6 wins, and 3 placings.
Yeah, and it's always at the highest level. He's won 2 Group 2s, 2 Group 3s at Randwick alone. He's Group 1 winner. And you saw him first up this preparation, the Lightning. His finishing burst was exceptional. It wouldn't have been a horse in Australia that could have beaten him that day the way he came home. And the previous year's Lightning, when he was first up, he was bloused by Chautauqua the last bit. But Damien, as everyone would remember, dropped the stick in the last little bit and that cost him the race. So, exceptional horse for first up. So, really looking forward to it.
Couple of the others that could be heading towards the springtime, New Tipperary. I know you've always had a good opinion. Could as a stronger horse in the spring be his time?
Yeah, look, he's a high chaparral, so he's always going to get better with age. Ran a cracking race, should have beaten it somewhat second up, and then ran so well in Doncaster on an unsuitable wet track. Was plagued by those wet tracks through last preparation, so hopefully in the spring we can get him on top of the ground, and if we can do that, he's a horse who's certainly an improving type, that's for sure.
Yeah. Is he going to get further than a mile?
Look, I think probably a mile might be. Somewhere between a mile and 2 hours, probably his trip, but we haven't explored beyond that. So there's still a fair bit to be worked out with that horse, and that's the exciting part of him.
A couple of the others, Ball of Muscle, Kuro, and Almighty Girl.
Yeah, look, good sprinters, and they'll be aimed at those sort of second-tier sprints. Hopefully they'll be able to go that step higher, but they're good horses in their own rights, and looking forward to the spring, as everyone would be.
And it's that time of the year. It's a good insight for people that listen to us, Joe, that have a bet, but all the work is starting right now for these spring horses. So many of them are now coming into work as we speak.
That's right. The paddock isn't the best place for a horse to be at this time of year, and they start coming into the stables, getting rugged up, getting them their high-grain diets and exercised, and, come springtime, they'll all look fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, I should know this question. Have you got a runner today?
I have. I've got three. So I've got a first starter called Miss Q, Fastnet Rock Filly, who's a full sister of the cluster.
Yep.
Really nice filly. And then I've got two in the fillies, a mare's race, Little Miss Brown and Timing. Both handle wet tracks, so you know, should be competitive today.
Miss Q's had a couple of trials for this today.
She has, yeah. Nice filly. So she's on her way up, I'm sure.
And you've just, is she a filly that's just needed time?
Yeah, she has. Yeah. Definitely needed the time. As I say, Fastnet Rock Filly, big, strong individual, and she handles that track today. I'm sure she'll be super competitive.
Mate, we'll follow the path. Needs to get out there. The Terra Vista, very much your plan is to get the horse there first up, wait and see what happens over the next little while, but you're very keen to get the horse to the Everest, and we'll wait and see how it all plays out. Thanks for your time, Joe.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Joe Pryor joining us there.